1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It's becoming the new normal in California. More dangerous winds, snow and flooding rains are hitting the state. Governor Gavin Newsom.
These floods are deadly and have now turned to be more deadly than even the wildfires here in the state of California.
The National Weather Service warns people should expect atmospheric rivers. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
For the Central Coast, on up through the Bay Area and further north, this is going to be a very impactful 12 to 18 hours. We have a break Monday evening into Tuesday morning, and then another round of that atmospheric river comes in to deliver more rain.
On CBS's 60 Minutes tonight, Prince Harry talks about his new memoir, Spare, and the claims inside.
My brother and I love each other. I love him deeply. There has been a lot of pain between the two of us, especially the last 6 years. None of anything that I've written and anything I've included is ever intended to hurt my family.
Harry says the book is his way of owning his own story after years of, quote, spin and distortion. President Biden's in Mexico City tonight, getting ready for a summit with North American leaders. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador greeted Mr. Biden with a military honor guard and trumpeters. Correspondent Enrique Acevedo.
Trade, energy, the environment, but most importantly, security cooperation, which has been at an all-time low since President López Obrador took office in 2018. That seems to be changing. Just last week, Mexican forces arrested Ovidio Guzmán, the son of El Chapo Guzmán. He has an extradition order to the U.S. in connection to his role in the production and distribution of the dangerous drug fentanyl, which has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths in the U.S.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Biden traveled to El Paso, Texas, to see the U.S.-Mexico border in person.
I know you have people every day, but I'm trying to get a sense of the flow, the average.
On average, I would say 300 to 400.
Correct. Texas Governor Greg Abbott handed the president a letter saying chaos at the border is the result of what he calls the president's failure to enforce federal laws. 2 years and 2 days after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol, a similar attack takes place against government buildings in Brazil. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Supporters of former far-right President Jair Bolsonaro refused to accept his election defeat. They broke through barricades and battled police in the capital, Brasilia. They even demanded the military oust the new democratically elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
The Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots 35-23 in their first game since safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field Monday, suffering cardiac arrest. Players on the Bills wore Hamlin's number 3 on their uniforms during the game. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with lows around 14. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Temps above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
The original Avatar still number one after making nearly $3 billion back in 2009. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Police say Adam Rich, the child actor with a pageboy mop top who charmed TV audiences as America's little brother on Eight Is Enough, has died. The cause of death is under investigation but is not considered to be suspicious. Rich played Nicholas Bradford on the ABC hit dramedy. Adam Rich was 54. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot on Max Inc. Radio. Ooh. Ooh. Black. Oh,
morning sun.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Come on, come on.
You knew it was coming. That is Essential Last Crack at 11. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Of course, Last Crack, for those maybe who are hearing Last Crack for the first time, was a Madison band that was on Roadrunner Records back in the late 80s and early 90s. And of course, I managed the band for about 10 years and went to Europe with them and helped them on their third album. So I have a little history with the band. And of course, that was Downbeat Dirt Messiah. That was from Burning Funk House Live. That was my birthday party in 2002. So it was recorded literally about 20 years ago. Before that, Mac Bolasses from the same show. That was recorded at the Annex in Madison in 2002. And we opened that Essential Last Crack with one from their third album, Run Head Start Screaming, with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals. And that was called Why. We have a lot more stuff coming, but right now, you know what? I want to tell you about this band, Level the Earth. Now, you may have heard me talk about my band, Iron Plow, and my bass player, singer in that band, Chris Howard, he plays drums and sings in a band called Level the Earth. And Level the Earth just put out a new EP not long ago, and now they're going to be doing their first show because they are a new band out of Waukesha. And Sunday, February 25th, Level the Earth will be playing with Primary Enemy, and Conniption is the headliner on that one. That's going to be at Da Bar in West Allis coming up Sunday, February 25th. So let's listen to a double shot of Level the Earth. This is Warhead. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We'll be right back.
With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's a day of
Sync Radio, radio for the people. We'll be right back.
Hold Out for Fire. That ends a double shot of Level the Earth. Level the Earth playing Sundays, February 25th at DeBar in West Allis with Conniption and Primal Enemy. We will be right back after the break with a little Altria. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
CBS News Brief. People are taking cover from another atmospheric river in California. Governor Gavin Newsom warns drivers to stay off flooded roads.
Just a foot of water and your car is floating. You know, half a foot of water, you're off your feet. Half a foot of water, you're losing control of your vehicle.
Prince Harry on 60 Minutes tonight talks about his new memoir, Spare, and riffs with his brother, Prince William.
I couldn't make sense of it. I was like, what do you mean? We're now at the same school. Like, I haven't seen you for ages. Now we get to hang out together? He's like, no. When we're at school, we don't know each other. And I took that personally.
President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was also there. Reporter Chris Fox.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling the meeting cordial, but he did give the president a list of border security demands, including finishing the border wall.
Mr. Biden is now in Mexico City ahead of a summit with North American leaders. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You don't know
my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
done. We almost did it. We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
This is Jen from Altria, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
is Nick from The First Rule, and all my friends suck. You're listening to Matt Sink Radio, radio for the people.
All my friends suck. I'll tell you why. Never want to go, I never want to chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck. It's worse than that. Never want to FaceTime, never want to call, and never ever text me back.
I can see that you've read my message, and you still haven't responded yet.
Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
And light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.